I love that we're both wearing green.
I match my walls.
Oh yeah, you do. Wow, that's really funny. Not planned at all.
No, we're just matching. We're just on the same page.
Since last week, we didn't have a regular episode. We went live on Instagram. So if you aren't following our Instagram page, go follow us at Girls Who Get It Podcast. We saved the live. So if you didn't see it and you want to, it's saved on our page. But I have to debut. This isn't a good day for it because my hair's not styled. But if you don't follow us on Instagram or, you know, you haven't seen, I chopped my hair off.
I love it. So cute.
Thanks. I love it too. Actually, I think I'll just leave it down.
We also did an intro, so.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to the Girls Who Get It Podcast. I'm Julia.
I'm Sam.
Now that that's out of the way.
Yeah. Do you have a drinky?
I did. I had a cider, but I didn't get another one. So I think I said this on the live, but the lady at Walmart last week wouldn't sell me beer.
That's right. Yep.
And so I went to the beer. There's like a beer distributor right by my work. The guy takes my license, no problem. Lady. And he was like, oh, I haven't seen you around. And I was like, are you new here? I was like, not really. I just don't really drink beer. I never really have a reason to come here. And
yeah.
So instead of like carding me, he was like, oh, I know everyone around here. Are you new? I was like, okay. Oh. And then he said something about seeing me this weekend. And I was like,
oh.
I might be
cute?
No.
Oh. Can you hear the dog toy?
Can you hear my dog chewing?
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. I'm currently dog sitting for my friend Nina. She's also the one who cut my hair. Shout out to her. Yeah. And I mean, actually, her dog, where is she? She's laying in her bed over there.
Oh,
she's
good.
Chilling.
Oh, she's like, I'm.
They have, oh, you can't see it because it's on the ground behind me, but there are dog toys. The whole living room is just their domain.
I bet.
Dog toys everywhere.
Yeah, that's how my house is at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get to introduce Rowdy here.
Oh, yes. Let's see him. Oh, wait. While you get him, though, I wanted to say, because you were talking about the whole beer thing and your ID. I was thinking about you over the weekend because I went to go see the new Priscilla movie.
Oh, what did you think?
I liked it. I mean, it wasn't like amazing. I'm not going to lie. Like when I saw Elvis, I was like, bitch, everybody needs to see this. This was so good. I can't wait to watch it again. This movie, I don't know that I would want to watch it again, but I liked it. And the hair and makeup and like wardrobe team killed it.
Yeah.
So good. And the actress who played Priscilla Presley, so cute. I think she did a really good job. I feel like the casting of Elvis was weird.
Really?
Well, because it's the guy that, I don't know if you watched Euphoria, but it's the guy that plays, yeah, Nate Jacobs. And like, he will just always be Nate Jacobs to me. And he just doesn't really, I don't know, he's not convincing as Elvis for me.
I don't know. I feel like after watching Elvis, like with Austin Butler,
yeah.
I'd have a hard time like watching.
That's how I felt. Yeah. But it was a good movie. But anyway, the point is, I go up, I'm with a group of my friends and our Haley's mom is with us as well. And I was the first one to walk up and I'm like, one ticket for Priscilla, please. And she asked me, how old am I? And I was so caught off guard and I was like, it took me a second because I was like so confused why she was asking me that. And then for whatever reason, my like instinct wanted to be to say like 20. And then I realized, oh no, 31. And I was just like, wait. And then I was like, because it's a rated R movie. I was like, well, I promise you I'm over the age of 17. Because she was like, oh, you don't look like you're over 30. And I was like, well, I am. And either way, I'm over 17. I promise.
Oh, my God.
And then there were girls that were in line in front of us that were getting tickets for the same movie. I didn't hear her ask them that. She didn't ask anybody else in my group. Meanwhile, Haley is like 7 years younger than me. She didn't ask her how old she was.
Wow.
Like, I mean, I guess that's a compliment, but I was like, really?
That's how
a really, you're gonna like, card me for a rated R movie? Come on now.
We just look so young. Look at us. We're so young.
Crazy. But it was so funny because I was like, wow, what funny timing.
I don't know.
If that had just happened to you. Well, you know, a similar thing. All right, well, where's Roddy at? Let's see him. Is he ready for his debut?
He's being quiet and eating a bone right now.
They are not being quiet now. Do you see them back there?
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my I don't God. Hear them at all, though.
Okay, good.
Like, yeah, your mic is really
good.
I'm just going to leave him. He might jump up with me at some point, but
okay.
He's really crazy. Anyway, any updates?
Not really. I am going to be taking clients more.
Really?
In the new year. Yeah, I'm not going to do front desk anymore at the salon. I'm just going to exclusively be taking clients.
Nice.
And I've been really kind of pre-planning, thinking about opening my own salon suite.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, not like super, super soon, but I'm gathering the information. I'm kind of playing with the numbers to see how much it would be. Cause I mean, it's kind of a scary jump. Like great to think about having my own space, working for myself. I can come and go as I please. Nobody can say shit to me. I can do whatever I want, play whatever music I want. But also it's like, well, I got to make sure that I'm making enough money that I can cover the rent, buying my own products, paying for my point of sale system, booking system, all that. And then also profit so that I can pay my own personal bills.
Right. That's exciting.
Yeah. So I'll, you know, update as time goes on. I mean, that probably won't be happening anytime too soon, like at least not till summer at like the earliest.
Right.
I'm excited. What about you? Anything exciting going on? Dating updates? What's up with the long distance situation? Because you said on the live, for anybody who missed that, he had came over the one night during the week. You guys cooked dinner together. He brought you flowers.
Yeah.
Super sweet.
I know, it was really sweet.
So where are you at with that?
Yeah, I don't know. We still talk, like, he prefers phone calls, which I know. We talked on the phone last night. I mean, we're talking about hanging out this week. I just really am not feeling, like, the distance. And I talked to my mom about this. And she was like, well, if he was closer, would it be different? And it might be. But, like, this whole, I'm finding it really difficult to, like, especially since we don't really text or Snapchat or, like, anything besides talk on the phone, like, a couple times a week. I just don't know how it's going to progress, which I think is really, like, blocking me from, like, trying. And, like, I don't want to be that way. I want to live in the moment and stuff. But I'm finding that really difficult to do.
Yeah, understandably.
And I've brought it up to him multiple times now. I've been like, you know, the distance is really tough for me. And he'll be like, oh, no big deal. It's no big deal. Like, we're still getting to know each other. And I could come up to you and whatever. And I'm like, that's great. But like,
aww.
You're hearing what I'm saying, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's so hard because it sounds like he is really wanting to just try and make it work and is into you, which is so sad. Oh, look at him. Hi. Look at those floppy ears. Oh my God, he's so cute. So my mom was like, oh, I thought he was little. And I was like, no, he's pretty big.
There he goes. Okay. Anyway, I have a hard time too, because I'm like, this guy has a lot of what I'm looking for. Like, and I've been waiting and waiting, and I'm like, I want, like, who doesn't want someone to bring them roses? Like, that's really sweet. But I don't know if it's something I can get over. Like,
yeah.
Just because I don't see how there's a future. So I don't know. I'm very confused about the whole thing, to be honest. And I'm confused about the fact that, like, he's got so much of what I'm looking for, and yet I'm still, like, not. And maybe it's just where I'm at. Like, I have a new house, and I have a new dog, and, like, I want to, not want to, like, I need to be focusing on other things, and, like, I'm trying to stay, like, optimistic, but I'm also not.
I get that. Okay. Well, this week we are talking about burnout, which feels very appropriate because I feel like, you know, given the time of year, I'm sure a lot of people can relate. I was feeling it hard actually a couple weeks ago. I'm starting to feel a lot better now. It's always like in October for some reason for me.
Really?
Yeah. Like October, and then I mean really until like January.
Until like holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I honestly for a second I was like burnout. Like I don't experience burnout. So when I was really thinking about it, I was like, oh no, I definitely experience burnout. I think I just kind of like never took it seriously. I was always like, whatever, I can do everything and it's fine. And I'll just suffer.
Yeah. But
especially in like this time in my life where like I was moving and then Cass's wedding. And then, you know, I was doing so much and I was switching jobs and I was like, I had a lot going on and I still was like, oh, I, you know, whatever.
How would you describe, because I agree with what you said. Like I used to, like I would hear the term burnout and I didn't really know what it meant, I guess. And I was like, I don't know if I experienced that or if I can relate to that. But like, how would you describe it? Because I actually get like physical symptoms.
Yeah. I don't know if I get physical symptoms, but like if I think that there's time in the day to do something, I'll sign up for it. I'll be like, oh yeah, I could totally do that. And like I find myself, I'll get more irritable, but that's what I notice most is that I'm just like frustrated and flustered and mad and irritable. So I don't know. I never paid much attention to it until this time in my life. Like I said. And then I was like, wait, I gotta say no to things. Like, it's okay if I don't do something. Like, even if I want to, even if I have the time, I can still say no to spare myself, like, to not get worked up, to give myself a break. And I guess I just never thought it was okay to do that. And I don't know if this, like, counts, but when I was going home a lot, like, driving home, that felt like burnout to me because I'd be like, I'm spending this time driving, I'm spending time at home, seeing friends, family, that's great, but then I'm missing out on keeping up with, like, my freaking laundry, and, you know, I had an apartment, I have a house now. I felt like I couldn't catch up for the longest time. And that felt like burnout in a way too. I don't know if that counts or not. But
yeah,
eventually I was like, hey, like my life is up here and I can't always just drive, you know, 3 hours and spend time down there. And I had to like accept that too, because it was just adding on to me feeling like I couldn't catch my breath. So
yeah, it's like you spread yourself too thin.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you get to the point where it's like, or, you know, they say that you have to fill your cup.
Yeah.
You know, because you're like constantly like pouring it out and giving it to work or, you know, your friends, your family, whatever. And then if you're just left with nothing.
Right. What, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly.
It's like the saying.
Yeah. So that's how I get to, like, I just get to a point where, same like you, I just find myself feeling very irritable and just in a bad mood. And I just, I don't know, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I'm over this day already. And it hasn't even begun yet.
Right.
And I think a lot it has to be said too, for like being an introvert. Because I wonder, like, people that are naturally really extroverted, I wonder if they experience this as often. Because I feel like a lot of my burnout comes from, like, social burnout.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, don't get me wrong, I can be very outgoing and a people person and a good talker and all that. But, like, it takes a lot of energy for me to act that way because my natural self is really quiet, kind of like reserved. And it feels like I have to, not that it's an act, but it's like, it takes a conscious effort for me to be on. And I think I just get to a point where I really, really need at least one day a week where I can stay home, not see anybody, not talk to anybody, not leave the apartment.
Yeah.
Just be left alone to do whatever I need to do in silence.
Yeah. No, I'm the same.
To recharge. And if I don't get that, it just wipes me.
Yeah. But I think, like, for it sounds like for you and for me and for plenty of other people, I'm sure it's like, oh, but having a night at home doing nothing isn't, you know, as important as doing X, Y, and Z. Like, oh, well, if I have to go to the grocery store, I'm just going to do that on the night that I really wanted to just do nothing. But I found that, like, all my errands and chores and other obligations, hanging out with friends, going on doing whatever I'm doing, it's just as important for me to have the time where I'm home doing nothing for one night, just after work one night, or like even to record with you. Like last week, I just didn't have it. I didn't have it because it was my first full week with Rowdy. I had some stuff going on with the house. I had friends from work come over and help with my washer dryer, get that set up. It just felt like a lot. And I was like, doing this is fun. And it's not like it's difficult, but like, I can't do it.
Yeah, I totally get that. And that's why I felt like this was a perfect topic too. Cause I know you were having a rough week. I was having a really rough week a few weeks ago. And it's just a lot. Yeah, like you're just busy with work, you're trying to be, because that's the thing too, it's like obviously I want to see my friends. Like when the week I was really going through it, it was, I had actually just got back from my vacation, and I think it's like, oh, vacation, no, I need a vacation for my vacation. Because I was gone for a month and I didn't have a single day that entire month where I was just alone.
No,
I was go, go, go. I was around people. And then I got home and then it was like, boom, I had to hit the ground running, get back to work, get caught up on all my errands, do all my laundry, unpack.
Right.
And see my friends. And then it was my friend's birthday that week. She was having a Halloween birthday party that weekend. The weekend before was my other friend's Halloween / birthday party. And it's like, I want to show up for them. I mean, I want to see them too, but like, I also want to show up for them and be a good friend. But you get to the point, like it was a Saturday. I was working that whole week, worked all day Saturday, had to rush home, do what I need to do, take Benny out, figure out my costume for the party, eat dinner really quick, make a little snack to bring to the party, head over to her place. Like, and the whole time I was there, I felt terrible because I was just like exhausted. And when I get to the point where I'm feeling really burnt out, I literally get physical symptoms where like I get all this tightness in like my neck and shoulders and upper back. Mm-hmm. And I'll just be in so much pain just constantly. And I was just in, like, I was in so much pain and I was just so exhausted. And I was like, I hate that I feel this way, but I really don't want to be here right now. And then I ended up leaving early and I felt really bad about it, but it was like, I couldn't be present because I had not, my cup was empty. I had nothing left to give.
Right. And that's fair. Because, like, what are you supposed to do? I mean, there's... I don't know. You can't do everything. And then, like you said about your vacation, you're on the go. And it just made me think of how, like, when you go to Europe or something, like... Mm-hmm. Or not necessarily Europe, but... Like, a trip that's far away and you want to cram everything in because who knows... Like, when you can go next, it's not like you're going to freaking Ocean City, Maryland, you know?
Right, like a sightseeing vacation, yeah, where it's just, you're constantly on the go. It's, yeah, it's not relaxing.
No, it's not relaxing, it's not restful. It's, and then the whole, like, traveling there is not fun and relaxing.
And then the time difference, the jet lag.
Like, it's so much going on that it's fun and it's great, but it's not relaxing. It's... And then so you get back and people are like, oh, you know, you should be ready to, like, no, no.
And I think especially because what I do for a living, my job is all just based on, I mean, it's all commission. So it's not like I get paid days off or just, you know, set vacation days or whatever. So when I'm gone, I'm spending extra money and also I'm not making any money. So I feel like right before and then right after a vacation, I always try to work extra to kind of make up for it. And then I feel like it ends up making the whole thing very stressful.
That makes sense. I didn't even think of that.
So when I got back, it was like, okay, this is go time. Like, I gotta work extra.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I just don't have the energy for this. And I feel like working... I mean, I feel very fortunate that I can do, like, social media stuff and I can work from home half of the time. But the other half of the time when I have to be in the salon and be around people, it's like, if you just don't have the energy for it and your social battery is drained, like, you just... it's like being around people can be so exhausting, especially when it's like, if you're dealing with, like, rude people or just people that are, like, annoying the shit out of you.
Right.
Because it's hard. You've got to just bite your tongue and be like,
yeah,
I'm not in the mood for this at all. And there's a million things that I have going on at home that I need to catch up on right now. But I'm here because I need to make money and you're pissing me off.
Yeah. I almost feel like physically, like, it's easier to push through physical exhaustion, for me at least, than it is mental, like,
same.
Or social. Like, if you're just social battery dead or you're just mentally exhausted, I really struggle with that. And, like, I don't know, I find myself at work a lot, maybe not a lot, but often enough, where I'm like, this is going on and this is going on and hey, take care of this, and you know, I'm trying to keep up with everything and people are talking behind me and people are in and out of the room and I'm just like overstimulated and overwhelmed and like completely, and I try not to snap or whatever, but I'll say to my coworkers, I'll be like, I'm putting both headphones in because mm-hmm. I can't do this right now, so if you need me, like, and I'm not answering, that's why, like, I can't hear this right now, and like, I'm just gonna try to tackle one thing at a time, because if I don't, I'm gonna freak out. And like, that to me kind of relates to burnout, just because you let things build and you don't do anything about it and you don't stop it or take a break, and then
yeah, it gets to the point where you just can't handle it as well anymore. And as much as like I really hated working a 9-to-5 desk job, and I'm so grateful that I can do what I do now, but there's definitely times, especially when I'm feeling burnt out, where I'm like, it would be so nice if I could just go sit at a desk behind a computer, put headphones in, and just work and not have people talking to me, bothering me.
Yeah, I feel great in my job now, because when I worked at European Wax, it was really, if you were booked, and I mean, same thing in a salon, and I felt this the second I started taking clients in beauty school. I remember being like, oh, like, you have a client, and in beauty school, you have a client longer than you typically would normally, because it takes you longer to do services. You're sitting with somebody for hours. And it's like, would you just sit there in silence? Like, no, not really. So, you know, you're doing a lot of socializing. And then at European Wax, it was, you know, 15-minute appointments, whatever. But I found myself having the same conversations kind of over and over. And I mean, I liked that. I liked talking to different people and stuff. But I would do that. I would get somebody in. And especially for Brazilians, like, people are uncomfortable. And it's uncomfortable for me if they're uncomfortable. And, you know, I'd make small talk. I'd make conversation. Hey, what are you up to this weekend? And it was just that constantly for hours.
Yeah.
And me, once I left there, I'd be like, okay, that's enough. But now I find I have like more of a balance where I still talk to my coworkers. I talk to my boss. I socialize at work. But then I could also just be like, don't talk to me. I'm working. Or like hide.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be like, oh, let me, some, we have equipment like all over the site. So I'll be like, let me go pick something up and I'll take a little golf cart ride and I'll be by myself and then I can like get back to it.
It's true though, what you said, that's funny about having the same conversation over and over, because I do the same thing. And I have so much appreciation for the clients that don't really care to have conversation during their appointments.
Yeah.
And they'll just like be on their phone or bring a book or something. Like, God bless. Because yeah, that's the thing too, is like when I'm getting a service and I'm feeling burnt out and exhausted, like, and the, you know, the service provider or whatever is like trying to make conversation with me, like that always happens when I get waxes, and I get it. It's uncomfortable. And you know, they, but I'm, sometimes I'm like,
we don't have
now. Yeah, now it's like requiring brain power for me to think of a response to your fucking questions, and I'm like, can we not do this? Like,
that's what
just wax me and let's fine, we can just, right, we don't need to talk.
Some salons have like the silent appointment thing.
Yeah, and I love that.
If you,
because it can be a little bit uncomfortable if like the person's trying to talk to you and make conversation. It can be uncomfortable. You don't want to feel like a dick to being like,
I don't want,
can you not talk? Like, I just want to sit in silence.
Yeah, exactly.
I usually will just kind of like ask a little bit in the beginning, like, oh, but if they are not seeming like they want to continue the conversation, that's fine. I let it die and it's all good.
Yeah.
But then some clients are like real chatty and I'm like just trying to concentrate on what I'm doing and get through that. And then also think of what I'm going to say. Or yeah, you end up having the same conversations over and over with the same people. And it's like, how many times can I say the same thing? It's like,
yeah,
I'm so over this. Or even honestly, like, with coworkers, my one coworker in particular, she's so sweet, but we're not really close. Like, I don't ever hang out with her outside of work. So she always says hi and like is always complimenting like my outfit or whatever. I'm in my head, I'm like, okay, what, say something back, say something nice, compliment her shoes look really cute. Ask her what she did this weekend. Like, and it's just so draining. And some people probably like don't, if you're not an introvert, you're probably like, shut up. Like, what are you talking about? So stupid and dramatic.
It's real though. It's like, I don't know about, so I'm thinking, because when I'm at work, sometimes it's really funny to me. I don't know if I brought this up before, but I work with a lot of men. There's a lot of men around and of all ages, but a lot of like older, middle-aged to older men. They're great. They're fun. So many of them are awesome. But then there's some that you get in these conversations with and it's like, actually, there's more than you would think. It's like they just want to hear themselves talking. So you're in this conversation and suddenly you're not able to get a word in and it's just them talking, and they're talking so much and they're talking and it's nonstop. And before you know it, it's like a fucking hour and you're like, wait, I'm at work and like I was doing something and what is happening? And my brain, I literally, there have been occasions that I've had to remove myself from the situation. I'll just leave the room. I mean, not if it's one-on-one. Like,
oh yeah, that's
a group of people, I'll just leave. Oh, I gotta go to the bathroom, and I won't come back for I don't know, as long as I need, honestly.
I would because do the same.
I'm at work and I'm trying to work. And then I'm like, oh, great, a conversation, huh? And then suddenly I'm in the conversation and I'm like...
That kind of happened to me tonight, actually. I had... Somebody called the salon. I was working the front desk tonight. Somebody called the salon wanting to book an appointment, but I was, like, about to check someone out. So I was like, can I please put you on hold for a moment? Check that person out. Then the person behind them needs to get checked out. And she's a talker, and she just... kept going and going, and I couldn't even like get a second to be like, I'm so sorry, I actually have somebody on hold on the phone. So the poor person on the hold is just sitting there forever waiting, and I'm like, and that lady is an angel, like she's so sweet, and I would love to talk to her if I didn't need to, you know, help somebody else. But it was just like, it's like an awkward one of those situations where I'm like, can you leave now?
I'll get to points in conversations where I'm like, like, I got to go. Like, I can think of sometimes I know I'll be talking to my boss and then someone else comes in and then suddenly the conversation is going every which way and we're talking about other things and I'll be like, huh, like, I can go now. And I'll just be like, all right, see ya. Take my exit. And a lot of the time, they don't even know. They're just like, oh, yeah. And they carry on with whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Or, like, you just try to make your exit a bunch of times, and you just, like, can't. You're like, oh, I should really, oh, yeah. And you're back in the conversation. And it's like, who knew older men can be so chatty, which was my point before. But I get so drained by that social interaction where, and a lot of the time, like, I work in a room with, right now, two other guys. That's where we work. Like, our desks are there. Our work is there. That's our workstation. And for other people, it's just a room to, like, come in and grab their stuff or to come in because they were on a walk and to have a little break. But, like, for us, we're trying to work. So people come in just to, like, take a break from their desk. But, like, we're at our desk. So they come in to chat and we're, like, okay, like, I am
headphones in.
I'm doing something, so I'm gonna ignore you. But some days it's rough and I'm just like not able to. That's when I tell people, like, I'm not ignoring you, I just can't hear you, and it's on purpose.
Yeah, honestly, like, I have my next door neighbors, they're an older couple, sweet as can be, but they can be chatty, and I try to avoid, like, honestly, sometimes if I'm about to go take Benny out for a walk and, like, I can hear them getting home, I will wait till they get inside their apartment before I will go out, because I'm like, I just don't want to get trapped in conversation with them. And they're sweet, and I'd love to have conversation, but it's draining sometimes, and then you just get trapped, and it's like,
it's so exhausting.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I wish I wasn't this way. Like, I really do.
I know, but... if your social battery didn't get drained, would I have more, you know, energy? Would I have it in me to do all these other things? Like, I wonder, but it all goes hand in hand, I think.
Yeah. No, I agree. And, like, there'll be days where it's like, well, I didn't really technically do that much.
Right.
But why am I feeling so exhausted?
Because it's mental.
And it's literally, yeah, just mental. And what you were saying too about how, you know, having a quiet night home, but then you have to go run errands. That also can be draining. And it's like, especially we both get overstimulated very easily, which is exhausting. So I feel like even going to the grocery store, which should be such, like, a small, simple task, I have to, like, prepare myself for it.
No, same.
Like, I can't just run out to the store really quick. It's like, it's a whole event for me, which is ridiculous.
No, I know. But I had that happen to me this week. Not yesterday, the night before. I had Rowdy. I wanted to get Rowdy something because... I don't know, I wanted to keep him occupied while I was at work, and he didn't really have anything, and he chewed through I got him busy bones. Well, he eats them in 5 minutes. So I wanted to get him something bigger. So after work, I was like, I'll stop at PetSmart. I'll get a bone. I'll get some calming treats and like a toy, because he pooped all over his toys in his crate. So he needed some things. So I was like, PetSmart's right there. I'll go. No problem. Pick that stuff up. Go home. Then I realized I never put in my prescription for Walmart, and it's right there. PetSmart, Walmart, right there. Basically the same parking lot. And so I had put that in like a couple hours before, not thinking it would be ready for pickup. But then I get to PetSmart and I see that it's ready for pickup. And I was like, oh. Like me having to leave PetSmart and go to Walmart just to pick up my prescription was too much for me. And I literally stood there contemplating like if I should just get it tomorrow. And I was like, it's right there. I also need it. It was my Zoloft, and you really shouldn't mess with those medications. So I was like, okay, I'll go. But just that one extra stop had me like, and if I weren't eating leftovers that night, I might have been put over the edge, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And I come home, I gotta walk rowdy, I gotta, you know, some nights all that builds up so much, even though it's like I like walking rowdy. I put an audiobook on, a podcast, music, whatever. We go for a little walk. It's not major, but if it's like, well, I got to do that and then laundry and then I have to do dishes and I have to make dinner and I have to put away dinner and I have just thinking about it will.
Yeah. All to then have to get up early the next morning and do it all over again. And it's like, when it's just this cycle. And I feel like that's what happens to me too, is when I just feel like I'm getting stuck in this cycle where it's just the same shit over and over and over every day, I just go crazy.
Yeah.
And it's like, you want to come home and you want to just go straight to your bed, turn the lights off and just eat an edible and just.
Right. Sleep. But then,
drift I can't away.
Do that because I have so much to do. No, you need to do that because you have so much to do. Like, that's just as important as getting other things done, because that's part of taking care of yourself and like listening to your body and your needs.
Right.
A lot of the time I'll be really, I mean, I'm getting better about this and it feels really selfish a lot of the time, but it's like putting your needs before others.
Yeah, I have gotten to that point. I think it's hard too, living alone, like being single, because you don't have anyone to help you with things. If you're having a really hectic week, you can't divvy up responsibilities or like have somebody just be like, don't worry, I got this, like I'll take care of this, you sit and relax. It's a lot of pressure.
It is. And I feel like, especially since getting rowdy, I come home on lunch, so I get up, I get myself ready, I come downstairs, I feed him, I feed myself, I take him on a walk, and I feel like it's never enough. Like, oh, not a long enough walk, but I still have to get to work on time. I set him up here, I go to work, I come home for lunch, I eat lunch, I take him out. Like, and it feels like a lot. And I have friends that they have a partner and they have pets and they get to share that responsibility. Or like with kids, you know, sharing the responsibilities sound great. Like, oh, you get the dishes tonight. Or my coworker was saying, oh, my wife cooks and I clean up. Like, that's our arrangement and it works for us. I'm like, that sounds great. I do both.
Right.
Like, I don't have a freaking choice to, like, I do it all myself. And and it's like, well, you have to. What choice do we have?
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, oh, wow. You know, it'd be really nice if you had that.
It really makes me feel for single mothers that don't have help, because I couldn't imagine having to just work all the time and then have a child. Because like, I feel, even when if I'm feeling like really stressed and busy and I feel like I'm neglecting Benny and I just don't have the energy or the time to give him as much attention, I'm like, oh my God, poor thing. Like,
yeah,
he's living a terrible life. And meanwhile, it's like, he's a dog. He's fine.
He's living like.
And if I'm like cranky or not in the best mood, like it doesn't really, it's not that big of a deal. But if it's like a human child, you have to like be on for them too.
Yeah.
So it's that's like,
I don't
it
know.
It just never ends.
I think of my mom and how like she wasn't, I mean, she was practically a single mom for enough years where it's like,
well, yeah, because your dad was working away.
Well, he was working away and there was other things going on where it was just her, really. And she was working multiple jobs. She had me and my sister. We would do things like dance or Girl Scouts or sports or whatever. And she did all of that. And our house wasn't a disaster. I mean, it wasn't always clean, like spotless, of course.
Yeah.
But it was nice. We had everything we needed. And I think about that and I'm like, how the hell? And I know, like, it was kind of like it takes a village kind of thing. I had my grandparents. We were at my aunt's all the time. We were at my friends. And that's, I mean, great. But at the end of the day, she did what she had to do. And I'm like, oh my God. Some days I can barely, like, before I got rowdy, I was like, oh no, like, I have to feed Puff fancy food tonight. Oh God, I don't have it in me to go pick up fancy food for Puff because she needs, like, wet food and for a special treat. Like,
right.
What? Like,
right. On. Do you, like, with your job, is it like once you're done for the day and you're clocked out, that's it? Or do you still, will you still get like emails and things you need to do when you're home too?
No, I don't have to do anything at home. I mean, now that I am like full-time with the company, I have a work phone. So sometimes I'll hear it if I leave the ringer on or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really expected to answer.
Oh, okay.
The one time my boss called me at like 5, he didn't realize, like, he works late all the time. But he didn't realize it was like after hours.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. I don't mind, but I definitely don't come home and I'm like, oh God, work, which I love, which is great. And another great thing about the company I work for, which is part of the reason I decided to like stay here and work there and buy a house here, is because it's such a great company that like all of my managers basically take it like they're really flexible, and it's just part of the culture too, is just to be flexible and to take care of yourself for like, oh, you know, I don't have it in me today. You like, that's all you have to say. Oh, I'm having like a mental, you know, I need a break. Okay, yeah.
That's nice.
Or like today, my boss actually called me. It must have been like 11:30, and I had just gotten home for lunch to let Rowdy out and stuff. And we talk all the time. We're like buds. So, you know, he knows that I got the dog and stuff. So he called me about something. He said, oh, I saw this email from so-and-so and, you know, it's about this. And I was like, oh, okay. And he goes, oh, are you on site? I said, no, I just got home for lunch. And he goes, oh, okay, come back in to my office when you get back from lunch. Take care of Rowdy. Like, no big deal. Like, it's one of the best places. And it's weird because, like, when I think of how it was when I worked at European Wax, where it was like, and maybe, I mean, salon culture is different because if you're not working, you're not making money.
Yeah.
So I can understand that. But the one time during COVID, I was sick and like sick. I thought I had COVID because it was summer of 2020. I didn't know. And my manager and the owner were both like, are you sure? Like, allergies are pretty bad right now. And I was like, do you want me to risk it? Like, I don't really understand. I'm not going to be in. And she was like, you're really not going to come in Saturday? I was like, no, I'm not. Because if I have COVID, would that not be a problem for you?
This one salon that I worked at, you know, the one when I was like fresh out of beauty school, my one coworker literally had, I think, strep throat or the flu or something. And our boss was like, Oh, I have some cold medicine for you. Just come on in. And she was a lash tech. So she wanted her leaning over in someone's face doing their lashes. Yeah.
Yeah, before
Even
math.
where I work, even where I work now, when I first started, the one girl left early because she started feeling really sick, had strep throat. And the owner was like, yeah, she'll be back in tomorrow. We're just going to cancel the rest of her clients for today, but she's going to the doctor to get medicine. She'll be back tomorrow. I'm like,
How
she has
about
strep throat. She's coming back tomorrow. Like, okay, that's fine. No, but that is one thing that I will say, because I feel like also not having strong boundaries leads to burnout as well.
yeah.
And I think that I really struggled with boundaries for a long time, and I'm finally trying to get there in all aspects of my life. But that is one thing. Like, if I'm sick and I'm not feeling well, I don't care. You're not gonna guilt trip me. Like, I'm staying home, I'm taking care of myself. And I was asking about work and if you can unplug, because I feel like one thing that I did is like, I don't have any notifications on my phone. No Instagram notifications. Like,
Wow.
I will only check my email when I want to, when I'm like in work mode,
Yeah.
because I just can't do it. And the salon where I'm at now, they're always sending group texts, and there's always something, always like, this is going on, this we need to know about, we need to be doing this, XYZ. And she'll just be sending those texts like at all hours, anytime, days off, whatever. And I have them muted. And I don't respond, and I don't feel bad or feel obligated to respond. Because, like, if it's not during like normal working hours, it's my day off, it's late at night, like, I'm not responding. I'm not reading it. I'm not thinking about work.
Right.
It can wait till the morning.
Which I was gonna say, like, it's much harder now that I have a, I mean, before I never got bothered outside of work. Now that I have a work phone, no one expects me to answer if I'm not there, whatever. It's very easy to separate that. And like, I don't pull out my laptop for anything, but for you, a lot of like your work is also just on your phone, like
Yeah.
your social media accounts, YouTube, whatever, like that's right there in your.
Yeah. Or like clients trying to reach out. It hasn't been happening as much. That's what's nice about where I'm at now and having a receptionist. Like, most people just call the salon, which is good. But before, when I was in Pennsylvania, a lot of my, like, I would book clients myself, and it would
Right.
be all through like Instagram DMs. And I would have people messaging me about appointments at like 11 p.m.
Yeah.
or like while I'm on vacation or on my day off or whatever. And I would always like, I'd get the notification and I would read it, and then I'd be like, okay, well, let me respond to this really quick. But then I got to the point where I was like, no, I'm turning the notifications off. And it's been like that for years now. Because if I see it, then I'm gonna feel like I want to read it and respond.
Yeah, of course. I was about to say, oh, you know, the culture in like cosmetology sometimes, like this hustle, like, oh, you have to be hustling and no time off and whatever. But then I realized there's people I work with that are like that. And it can be in any industry. It's just like a mindset that people have where it's like, I never stop and I, you know, I'm always available and this is what it takes to make it. I don't believe that.
A very Western American culture.
Yeah, I don't believe in that. I believe in I go to work and I do my work while I'm there. If I need to have a little break, I take it. But overall, I do what I need to do. I come home. I don't do work here.
Yeah. I
And
used to hustle like crazy, like, especially in the beginning of my career, like the first, couple years I was doing hair, I was constantly hustling. Like, I was constantly on my phone, responding to DMs right away and comments and like posting and trying to grow my following and clientele and all that stuff. And I felt like I could never turn it off because you had to just hustle. And I mean, I don't know. It's not totally a bad thing, I guess.
yeah.
But if it gets to the point where it starts really affecting your mental health and it starts draining you so much, you need to take a step back and you need to put up some boundaries. And I think because we all have our phones glued to our hip 24/7. So you just assume like, oh, well, if I want to get a hold of someone, like I should be able to get in touch with them immediately.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to like just respect my, like honor my peace too. Like I had an old coworker that she was just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very draining, and she would be the type that she would constantly be texting me, constantly be trying to call me, constantly trying to make plans to hang out outside of work. When we'd be at work, she would constantly be coming over and talking to me. And it was just always something. It was like drama always followed her everywhere she went. And it was exhausting. And I got to the point where I was like, I am just not going to answer her anymore. And then like, I'd see her at work and she'd be like, oh yeah, I texted you the other night. You didn't answer. I'm like, oh yeah, sorry. I was busy.
Oops.
It felt really uncomfortable for me to do that. Cause I think I'm also such a people pleaser and I don't, you know, like awkward situations like that. But even things like that, even like social things, sometimes you just need to kind of realize like when something is just draining the life out of you,
right?
And be like, okay, I can't do this anymore.
I feel like I've been pretty good at that.
What are some things that you do though when you're feeling burnt out to like get you out of that and kind of refresh yourself?
I guess I try to do something that like I do this in general. Like last night, I don't know, I was feeling off. Took Rowdy out and then I was like, oh, I'll paint my nails. And I looked around and I didn't see my gel lamp, and I don't really have any normal nail polish anymore. So I was like, well, I can't. I went back to my apartment, which isn't far. It's like 10 minutes, just to get my gel lamp because I thought having my nails done would make me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like,
did it work?
It did. I feel pretty good. It was also helped, like I couldn't be on my phone, and sometimes if I find myself just on TikTok or just on my phone all night, which happens, I'll be like, no, this is not fun or normal. Like, normal. I can't talk. But I don't know. I guess I just try to listen to what I need.
Yeah.
If I am burnt out and it's like, well, you agreed to do this. I used to not allow myself to, like, back out of things. Like last week when I said, yeah, let's record this day.
Yeah.
Like, example. I was like, pretty much all day, I was like, oh, like, yes, I can record. I can totally do it. I have time. It just feels like a lot to me, but like, I can do it. And then I was like, oh, like, I just can't do it. And then I texted you and I was like, would it be so horrible if we didn't record tonight? I just like, can't. My brain is not gonna, I don't know, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, that's fine.
Right.
I was like, oh, thank God.
What a relief. I feel like for me, honestly, it's just like having those days where I can just stay home. And like, even if it means that I have to take a day off from work or like push something back that's due or whatever, just to have a day where I can just stay home and like, just watch movies all day or like something that'll just is mindless.
Right.
Where I can kind of like escape from reality and just lay around and like order delivery. So I don't even have to cook. Like I can literally just be a total lazy piece of shit and allow myself to fully rest physically and mentally.
Yeah.
And then I'll like just, you know, be a blob for a full day. Sometimes I need 2 days straight. And then, like, start to pull myself out of it, like, take a nice hot shower, shave, do all those things to, like, feel really good.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was, like, really feeling that way. And then when I got my hair cut, that really helped me kind of feel like, okay, I feel fresh and alive again.
There's a lot of times where I'm, like, an everything shower or like a nice hot shower will make me feel so good, and then you go and do it, just like,
yes, or like a nice bath. And I think like being able to just have someone that you can bitch to, because like oftentimes when I'm complaining about things like, oh my God, I'm just so stressed out, like I'm so busy, it feels stupid and silly because I'm like, I know that my life is not that difficult.
Right.
So, but it's nice to have those people that you can, whether it's a friend or like your mom or something, that you can just kind of call up and be like, I just need to vent and have a woe is me moment.
Yeah. And it's okay.
And just complain. Even if I sound ridiculous, I just need to like get it out. Or sometimes having a nice cry, like in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you just get so overwhelmed and like everything just builds up, like all your frustration and stress. And it's like, you just need to let it all out.
Yeah. I never used to cry all that much, but like, I don't know. Last night, actually, I was like, oh, I could go for a cry. And I like couldn't. And I was like, damn it.
Oh, it's the best.
Because it just feels so good sometimes where it's like, you can get it out, like physically almost, like your emotions or whatever.
Yeah, so good. Even though it's currently a pretty stressful time with the holidays coming up, but I also like knowing that I have something to look forward to really helps. Like knowing there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I'm going up to visit my family for Christmas and I am taking like a couple weeks off to just unplug and be with them. And I'm really looking forward to that. So,
me too.
Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode and could relate to some, if not all of it. Let us know what you want us to talk about next week, and we will see you on Friday.
See you too.